Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, August 13th, 2015. And with me today, I have Kelly Goumont. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm good. I'm just a little confused. I thought your name was Serge.
Yeah, put a little twist of lime in it. Love it. oh, I love that laugh. And Bob Levitis, how are you, Bob?
I'm fine. I'm baffled. I'm confused. I didn't see Beverly Hills, whatever that was.
Beverly Hills Cop?
Maybe I. Oh, you know what? I think I did see it, but you know,
Eddie Murphy, Banana in the Tailpipe.
Oh my God! I was about to do the Banana in the Tailpipe line.
Yeah, it's vaguely familiar.
Oh, go watch it.
It's I remember the music.
You got to remember the movie. The movie is great.
It's foggy. Okay.
That's too bad.
Anyhow.
I'll go watch it. I've got Netflix. I'm sure I can find it.
Yes. Yeah, you can find it.
And do what with a twist of lemon. You love it.
Yeah. What an awesome movie. What a classic movie.
I put a banana in the tailpipe.
Anyhow, we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Casper, the mattress company. And I'm going to talk about them soon. So now I'm just teasing you about beds.
Before TMO is brought to you today by Chiquita Banana.
Yeah.
In the tailpipe.
In the tailpipe. Okay.
Sponsored by tailpipes everywhere. Let's go.
All right. In today's episode of Herding the Cats named Kelly and Bob, we're going to start talking about currency. And... yeah, and I realize that that dropping this topic into your laps means that the limited control that I have over you has probably just been tossed out the window.
Yeah, I just was going to say that.
So I'll start with a little lead up to what brought this topic back to us today. And this is, first, Rite Aid, which is one of the companies that Kelly waxed poetic about when they stopped taking Apple Pay shortly after Apple Pay was launched, and it's because they had a contractual obligation to currency, so they couldn't. And that just really sucked, and it pissed off a lot of people, and clearly ruffled Kelly's feathers. Well, Rite Aid has now said that they're going to start accepting Apple Pay, and I believe that starts on this Saturday, the 15th.
I think so.
Yeah, so it's within the next couple days. So you'll be able to use your iPhone or your Apple Watch to pay for whatever it is that you need to buy when you go to Rite Aid. And then we have the news from Mooney, Brian Mooney. I feel bad. I can't remember his first name. The CEO of MCX, which is the company.
I like
that
it better
has,
the other way.
So do I. Don't get eliminated. And there's a handful of people out there that totally get what I just did. I also did the fist pump.
Yay.
Because it's all about being a professional. Anyhow, so Mooney, the CEO of MCX, the company that is creating currency, said that even though they were planning on launching this year, they may not actually launch until next year. And it just occurred to me there's probably a handful of people that don't know what I'm talking about at all. Currency is a mobile payment system, much like Apple Pay and Google Wallet, and coming soon, Android Pay.
Mm-hmm.
And it lets you use your smartphone as a payment transaction processing system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the but.
Tell us about MCX's big butt.
I like big butts.
Well,
I've heard that Bob cannot lie.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Okay, so currency is a system that instead of using your credit card and wireless transaction tools like NFC, which is near field communication, that's the the radio frequency thing that our iPhones are using and our Apple Watch can use, so we can hold our iPhone right up to the little credit card reader and it processes a transaction. Mm-hmm. What Currency does is it uses an application that you have to download to your smartphone. And then it generates a QR code that has to be scanned. And then there's this other stuff that has to be done on the cash register end. So all this stuff fits together. Bonus, and it ties directly to your bank account instead of to a credit card. So now these retailers have direct access to your bank account. And I'm sure some people are like, what's the difference between that and a debit card? Well, with a debit card, you have the bank between you and the transaction. So there's still like a check and balance system in there somewhere. This isn't giving a retailer just direct access to your bank account. That's what Currency does. So so you go to do a transaction, and Walmart just goes and grabs money right out of your account. If something goes wrong, they've still got the money right out of your account, and you now have to deal with them to try and get that resolved and get your money.
Well, you know, you can, you know, dispute resolution only takes minutes these days.
Only for a credit card.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's,
it was really impressive that you could say account. That with a straight face, though.
No. My son just had a debit card issue, and he's in China, mm-hmm. and it's horrible. So yeah. There was a $600 missing from his account for a charge that he had no idea what it was, and he's in China, mm-hmm. and because it's his debit card, he was like stuck. He couldn't go anywhere and get some cash.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a real fiasco. If it was a credit card, he would have made one phone call to an 800 number, and it would have been done.
If even that, case, they may have called him and said, this transaction looks funny, and he could have gone, no, and then that would have been the end of
that's
it.
That's true. I've had some of my credit card companies have done that.
Yeah.
So
that happens to us frequently because a lot of times if I'm traveling, it is often like I will attend conferences and things, but Mr. Kelly doesn't go with me. And so all of a sudden, the credit card is being used in Portland and San Francisco simultaneously. And then the credit card company goes, what? And so they will occasionally call one of us and go, hi, so here's the thing. And then we're like, one of us is someplace else right now. And it's cool. Yeah. Like those are all us. Yes. Kelly spends a lot of time at Blue Bottle Coffee. It's okay. And then, you know, they're good with it.
Right.
I would never. I'm still skeptical about using my debit card with Apple Pay, much less something that gives them direct access to my bank account. I use credit cards with Apple Pay, and it's great. And I feel like even if I use my debit card with Apple Pay, which I can't yet because my bank is a smaller bank and they say they're going to support it later this year. But when they do, I'm not sure if I'm going to do that because of the problems that you incur when you use a debit card as opposed to a credit card. You don't get the same protections.
Right.
And you certainly don't have the $50 limit.
Right. So here was the thing for me personally about Rite Aid turning this off. So people who think that this may almost sound familiar to them, like I feel like I've heard about this before, something about pharmacies and paying people with my phone, and I don't quite remember. So when the iPhone 6 came out last year, October?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was October that it was actually released. We got the event in September. Once people actually had their iPhone 6 and people were able to start, you know, everybody that got one basically took it out of the box, turned it on, synced some contacts maybe, and then set up Apple Pay because they wanted to go wave their phone at things and pay for them because we wanted to feel like we lived in the future. I know that's what happened at my house. So, and this is one of those moments that Mr. Kelly talks about. Like he likes to keep up on technology. He's you know, reasonably technologically savvy. And, you know, he does really well with the stuff that he has. Like, he generally doesn't need my help, and he is interested in, you know, all these other things. And so, you know, a lot of times it's just sort of not exciting. And he was explaining to my mom last Christmas about Apple Pay and about how it worked and how he could do it. And here's the thing I can do with my phone, because he has a 6 and my mom has a 5. And she wasn't eligible to upgrade yet. And it was, you know, still back in the olden days when everybody had a contract. And so he was telling her, here's the thing with Apple Pay. And he was like really excited about it and said, I have to tell you, it's very, very cool. And it's not often that he's actually excited about something technological because there's so much of it at our house all the time. you know, and a lot goes wrong, which is why I keep writing troubleshooting articles for you guys.
Thank you.
So the thing that you may remember about it, like, so to me, this was the thing that was really notable, was that even he was excited about it. And he's a person who is sort of not impressed by a whole lot technologically. So the thing about this was that there was contactless payment before. And when the iPhone 6 was released in October, a few pharmacies, CVS was the first notable one. And also Rite Aid, people went in and tried Apple Pay and it worked. And so the reason that this caused me to wax poetic, as Jeff put it, is because what happened was they basically went full jerk face on all of their customers, because they said, oh, well, if Apple Pay is working, we're going to turn the whole thing off. So if you were using Google Wallet all this time, you're done. And if you were doing any other sort of contactless payment that they accepted, you're done. You don't get to do that anymore because Apple Pay works. And so we have to shut the whole thing down because of our agreement with this other company. And the whole reason this other company exists is to get around the credit card fees that are charged every time you go into a store and swipe a Visa or use a Visa or a MasterCard or a Diners Club or whatever. In any fashion, there's a fee that is incurred by the retailer. And they don't like that. And in fact, the quote from the Walmart CEO was, I want to make Visa hurt, unquote.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for a service. Now, here's the thing. Currency, this is something that's been talked about for, like mainstream talked about for a year now. It still hasn't launched.
Nope.
And
it's already been breached.
And it's already been breached, but it's also not likely to launch this year, which is what they were planning on doing. So it's going to go into 2016, and we have people like Mr. Kelly that are really excited about what they can do today with Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm. Have been doing for nearly a year.
Right. So at this point, I'm wondering why MCX should even bother rolling out currency. I mean, I know they have to because there's so much money that's been invested, so they have to put it out there and see if it has any chance. But
no, they have to put it out there.
So irrelevant.
Yeah, they're not in good
shape. Put it out there and let it flop is what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and I think they know that. I think they know that they've got a loser on their hands, and I think maybe the delay is trying to make it more palatable to consumers because it's obviously not designed to make our lives as consumers easier.
No,
they haven't even really done their big field test yet. What they're doing in the next few weeks. Okay, so here we are. We're now in the middle of August, and we're a few weeks away from when they do their pilot program, which I believe is in Cleveland, Ohio.
I think so.
Or Cincinnati. I think it's in Ohio somewhere.
And remember that this is the new CEO rolling this out. They had to get a new one.
Right. So here we
are. Not that long ago.
By the time they get this rolled out for the pilot program, it's going to be at least sometime in September.
Which means new phones.
And that's right. So we're coming up on new phone time from Apple. And you know that this pilot program needs to run more than a couple weeks. So realistically, we're looking at the very, very earliest November before they can decide whether or not they can launch in 2015.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving before this happens. We're talking about this in August. I'm expecting super hot temperatures today. I think both of you are expecting triple digit weather. And we are right now talking about Thanksgiving at a minimum. If they can really nail this, if the field test is flawless and they're able to roll that out to other places. And the other thing to consider is not just that Apple has new phones, but a lot of people's renewals are up in September and October because people have started renewing based on the new phone. People like, oh, I don't know, me. And so a lot of people who are under contract because they got a 5S a year and a half ago, coming up on 2 years ago, because now I'm about to be out from under my contract and it means that I'm going to be able to get a new phone, are very excited. And I have sat by patiently, and because I don't have the Apple Watch, which doesn't, so I have no way to Apple Pay right now. I just get to stand next to Mr. Kelly while he does it. So for a lot of people, that renewal is going to come up and they're going to be the people who go stampeding out to buy the new phone because OMG Apple Pay. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be well into either their next contract or they're going to, you know, like inertia is powerful. And that's part of the reason I think that this is going to be a problem for them is because, first of all, we're reasonably certain it's not a good customer experience. Second of all, the biggest retailers, the biggest recognizable retailers in this are Walmart and a couple of pharmacies and Best Buy. That was who we heard about initially.
Best Buy Walmart, didn't quit.
And Target.
Well, oh, Target. Walmart, CVS, and Rite Aid. We heard about them because they disabled because of this. So that's the only reason they made any sort of headline. It was, yeah, Walmart, Best Buy, and Target were all taking it. But Target takes Apple Pay within the app.
And later Best this year Buy, in stores.
Yeah, and Best Buy has done the same thing. Not this last conference call, but the one before for the earnings. Mm-hmm. For earnings in the quarter, I want to say March. There was an update to the Best Buy app that day that made it so that you could use Apple Pay within the app, and you're going to be able to do it in store later this year. I haven't heard anything about a timeline on that, but you're going to be able to use Apple Pay at two of the three biggest retailers who were the people behind this whole MXC thing.
MCX. Wasn't there an exclusivity thing?
Yes. There was.
Were we hearing about that earlier,
and
it seems to have fallen apart?
Yeah, they said we had to turn everything off because we're exclusively MXC, right. Currency.
Right, but those exclusivity clauses in the contracts are expiring because currency still hasn't rolled out yet.
Well, either they timed out or it was...
Yeah, I think it's because they timed out. Yeah, they timed out.
They were able to leave. At one point during a press conference, the old CEO said that anyone that wanted to could end their contract at any time without penalty. So either they're leaving or those contracts are just timing out, one of the two. And whichever one it is, this is another one of those moments that we don't get often in the United States. And that is tide that is turning in favor of the consumer. And so I'm not trying to be all like Schopenfreude about using currency. Did you see what I did there?
I totally saw what you did there.
I'm not trying to be like that about currency. I'm not trying to be a hater. Like, if they do truly have an interesting alternative that's a good customer experience, then yay for them and power to them. And I hope that it comes out and I hope it's awesome and I hope they can compete because everyone does better when everyone does better. But in the meantime, Apple Pay is super convenient. It's unbelievably secure. I know because I dug into it and I wrote it up and broke it down pretty seriously, I think, for Mac Observer. So you can see exactly how it works. It doesn't involve your actual credit card number. It's very, very safe. And so I'm super excited that I'm going to be a person who gets to use it. So I can't wait to see, you know, with the new phone and once everybody who's under contract is able to go get a new one, you know, Apple Pay is only going to grow more and more and more. So I'm really glad to see that this is how it's going to turn out. So, haha.
Yeah. So, listeners, I'm curious, do you think that currency has any chance at all, or is this already a payment system that's doomed to obscurity and failure? I would love to know what you think. So hit me up on Twitter. That would be TMO Daily. Hit me up in email, observations@macobserver.com, or leave comments in the show notes. Any of those places, I will see what you were saying. And I'm thinking this isn't launching this year. We have our sponsor this week. And that sponsor is Casper, the mattress company. And I know I've been saying it all week long, but I really am happy that they're one of our sponsors because this is a company that has actually helped me on a personal level because the mattress that I have from them has helped my sleep patterns, which is a big thing when you're someone that has chronic and very serious sleep issues. Incredibly comfortable beds, and I've slept on a lot, so you know, I've had many years to try beds. And this is... No, it's all right. Interpret that as you please. This is the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I just love it. I love that you don't sink in and get stuck. I love that it isn't too firm, and so you don't feel like you're sleeping on boards. I love that in the summer, I don't feel too hot in the bed. It's a wonderful, magical bed. And I think you guys should get to try one of these out too. So you should. So what you need to do is go to the Casper website, casper.com/TDO. And when you go there, you're going to get $50 off whatever mattress you want, which is really cool because the mattresses are already priced really well. I have a queen size, and it's an $850 mattress, so you can get it for $800. A king size, those are only $950 before your discount. And the prices are lower, not because of quality issues, but because they have been able to manage the business in such a way that they don't have to charge as much. They don't have showrooms. They don't have retailers that they have to keep supplied. So they can keep their costs lower. It's a wonderful thing. And then we all benefit from that because we get good beds at a really good price. So go check out casper.com/TDO. Pick yourself out a bed and have it shipped right to you. They're not going to charge you shipping charges, which is really cool. So if you get a queen size bed, that means $800 delivered to your door, an amazing bed, probably the best bed you've ever slept in. So thank you, Casper, for being our sponsor, and go get yourself a bed today. Okay, we are out of time, but there's one thing that I wanted to hit real quick before we actually wrap up. And this is a tip you wrote up yesterday, Kelly, and I think it's something that's going to help people, because HomeKit-compatible products are shipping now, and people may have trouble at times.
That's true. And so here's the thing, is that if you have home automation stuff in your house, it can go wrong for a number of reasons. And sort of the advantage to that is that most of the time, the hardware itself is not very, smart isn't quite the word, but it's not very complex.
Yeah. And okay. Here's what's happening. The hardware relies on HomeKit to get specific pieces of information.
Right.
And if HomeKit fails to do its job, the device is just stuck. And it's like, yeah, there's nothing I can do. I'm sorry.
Right. So then you end up having to reset that device. And the nice thing about if you're troubleshooting something with home automation is that if it turns out you need to reset the device, it's sort of like just restarting your computer. Like, it's not really a bad thing. You know, a lot of the stuff that you were doing is still preserved, because particularly if you have an app installed, that's where all of that customization and stuff lives. So you don't have to do a ton of stuff in order to make that work. So if you need to, you can go into the settings app on your phone and go to the HomeKit preferences. And in the HomeKit preferences, you have the option to reset a device. So if it's got erroneous information, or you're just having trouble with it, maybe your internet went out or your power went out, and when it came back, for some reason, your hub or your bridge or whatever it's called isn't communicating properly with the rest of your stuff, this is a really easy way to reset it. So you just go into the HomeKit preference panel, and you will see all of your HomeKit devices listed there. And you can choose one, and then it's sort of like using forget this device in your Bluetooth preferences. Sometimes you just have to sort of start it over again fresh, and then when it comes back, it's like, oh, this is what you were trying to do, and it totally works. So it's a nice troubleshooting tip to have that. It will ask if you really do mean it. And then
because it's going to wipe out the link, in essence, to all these HomeKit devices that you have set up.
Yeah. And then also you're going to end up, usually you will end up having to press a button of some sort on the device itself. So like if you have Hue lights, there's the little Hue bridge that you have, the little white puck, and it's got a big button in the middle. So you have to push that. Or with the Lutron bridge, there's a button on the back, I believe.
Yep.
That's a reset button. So a lot of times you'll just have to hit that, and it will sort of, and doing these two things in conjunction is sort of like if you were to completely restart it.
Yep. And it works. It's really slick. I had to test this so we know it works. My problem was I set up Lutron's Cassetta Smart Bridge.
Yeah.
And it worked just fine. But then when I set it up on my iPad because that's what I had in my hand at the time. Then I went to add HomeKit, the HomeKit link on my iPhone, and HomeKit was telling the bridge that the ID that I have is wrong.
Oh.
And so it wouldn't let me add my iPhone to HomeKit.
Mm-hmm.
So the only fix for that was to blast out the HomeKit links for everything. So do this reset we just talked about.
Yeah.
When I did that, it was totally fine, and it was frustrating only in that it was an Apple problem that then impacted someone else's product.
Right.
Yeah. So anyhow, but the fix was slick. It was fast, and it worked just fine. And now I can say stuff like, "Hey Siri, turn on the bedroom lights."
Yeah.
And I apologize for whoever's bedroom lights just turned on. yeah. Anyhow, it worked great.
And I do want to point out that this will get more common and more useful as time goes on, as more HomeKit devices and more HomeKit compatibility is released for devices on the market. So Hue Lights, which was the example I used earlier, have announced that there will be HomeKit compatibility. And I believe the latest I've heard from them is that it's something that they can do via software for current users. So it's a matter of one of those plentiful bridge updates that you end up every once in a while having to run. In theory, doing that should just add the HomeKit compatibility to it so that I too can say, "Hey Siri, turn on the bedroom lights," and it will work. So hopefully that's a thing that will happen. And of course, in a perfect world, you don't have to use a tip like this, but in real life, we know that it's technology, and so eventually you're probably going to have to troubleshoot it. And if you do, here's a really handy way to sort of get everything, you know, sort of kick it over and get things back to where they should be. And it doesn't take very long, and it's a really simple thing to do that can sometimes sort out whatever the issue is that you're having.
Which is awesome. So thank you for writing that up, Kelly. We are so out of time.
Okay.
Yeah. Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Of course.
And Bob, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me. And always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure for me to have both of you on the show. And Casper, thank you for being our sponsor. Head to their website, casper.com/TDO. Get yourself $50 off an amazing mattress. Go do it. Just go do it because you deserve to sleep well. And listeners, thank you for being here again today. We'll see everyone tomorrow.